We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
Hello, Mom. Hello to your brothers and sisters. Hello.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, tolerant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yerbert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K, U-band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yerbert 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, commends the United Arab Emirates. In innovation news, a Ukrainian inventor designs a flying electric car. In eco news, the Collaborative Partnership on Forests states that woodlands are important for food security. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 7th, Nobel Peace Prize-winning Swiss journalist and editor Mr. Elie Ducommun is remembered. Born in Geneva, Switzerland in 1833, he passed away on this day in 1906. Mr. Ducommun was a devoted and long-standing peace advocate, an active participant in the work to establish the European Union. He edited the United States of Europe, a magazine of the International League of Peace and Freedom. Mr. Ducommun later was the first Secretary General of the International Peace Bureau. He was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1902. May Mr. Elie Ducommun's caring legacy inspire others to dedicate their lives to a tranquil world.
Flying news, hundreds of flights cancelled as dense fog shrouds China. Heavy fog blanketed northern and eastern China on Monday, December 5th, reducing visibility to less than 200 meters, affecting Shandong and Hebei provinces in the north, as well as Anhui, Zhejiang and Fujian in the east. In and around the capital city, Beijing, fog pollution worsened the situation, with readings by the U.S. Embassy for inhalable particles indicating hazardous levels. Highways across Shandong and Hebei provinces, as well as expressways around Beijing, were closed as traffic was also severely slowed. Visibility at Beijing's capital international airport was as low as 300 meters, and by 11 p.m. over 270 flights had been cancelled. Our appreciation, officials and meteorologists, for your safety measures. May such unfavorable conditions be minimized through our kinder lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
not wake up and behold rumors the night in fern to wood, when forest eroded hills desiccated streams greeted with a poor soul's cool the end of all dreams.
Oh, great earth, let's leave your agony, for the tears we'll make with a persistent night.
Oh, seas and lakes, cease not your melodies, allowing hope for a morrow among humanity.
Oh, sentient have respite in the realm beyond, though you departed without the last utterance.
And the falling of my heart of hate, while I await
earthly
timely repentance.
Your majestic trees, leaves, and roots.
Oh, my heart, breathe in your sunbeams.
Call my soul to rest in long nights.
Tears run out and are wordless.
Weeping in
together.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 413. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Zoran Milanovic to head Croatia as Prime Minister. As the coalition of four parties known as the Kukuriku, led by Croatia's Social Democrat Party, won 80 of the nation's parliamentary seats during elections on December 4th, Social Democrat Party leader Zoran Milanovic became the country's next Prime Minister. Having served previously in public office positions, such as the Croatian Foreign Ministry, the new Prime Minister-elect will be heading up efforts for a referendum on joining the European Union, as well as working to enhance economic growth and increase employment for the nation's people. Congratulations, Prime Minister-elect Milanovic, on your new role. May your leadership be successful in serving the highest goals of all fellow Croatian citizens.
Belgium receives new Prime Minister and government. On Monday, December 5th, King Albert II named Elio Di Rupo as Belgium's new Prime Minister at the Belgian Royal Castle Belvedere. The King also approved the Premier-elect's list of 12 ministerial candidates. The new six-party coalition government is the first to be successfully formed in 18 months, with Prime Minister-elect Di Rupo appointing six French and six Dutch-speaking ministers to represent the bilingual nation's people equally. Our respectful congratulations, Premier Di Rupo, on your new post. May your leadership bring a flourishing of stability, prosperity and comfort to the warm-hearted people of Belgium.
Brazilian soccer legend Socrates remembers. On Sunday, December 4th, the soccer star, whose full name was Socrates Brasileiro Sampaio Jesusa Vieira de Oliveira, left the world at the early age of 57. Known for his graceful strength and goal-scoring abilities, Socrates played for several professional teams, but was perhaps best remembered for propelling his Sao Paulo Corinthian teammates to become championship favorites as they went on to win three Brazilian league titles. He was bestowed the title of South American Footballer of the Year and was named by governing body FIFA as one of the best 125 living soccer players in the world on a list compiled by countryman and fellow soccer star Pele.
While still playing soccer, Socrates remarkably undertook training in the field of medicine, going on to practice as a physician as well as becoming a popular TV commentator and columnist. In his honor, the Brazilian Football Federation observed a minute of silence before matches played on Sunday, while the Corinthian team issued a statement saying, "His faithful fans bid a sad farewell. We can also be thankful for having witnessed one of the best ever footballers. Thanks for the beautiful goals, the graceful touches, the skillful football that only Socrates possessed."
We too pay homage as we send our condolences to the family and countless fans of Socrates, whose unique presence will be sadly missed. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's light and love.
Save Our Planet. South African legislative and traditional leader joins vegan advocacy to halt climate change, with increased intensity and frequency being noted in extreme weather events, such as floods and droughts, as well as rising sea levels across the globe. Experts at the United Nations Climate Change Conference underway in Durban, South Africa, have been raising concerns on the climate refugee issue.
In the project that I am working on, people had to be relocated because of coastal erosion. They once had water wells that were near the beaches. Now they've been salinated.
Although delegates last year in Mexico agreed that adaptation plans must account and provide support for those who might become displaced, agencies like the UN Global Mitigation Group and others note that little has been done to prepare for the likelihood of large-scale migrations as people are forced by these conditions to leave their homes. Fortunately, a solution has been found in scientific research indicating that such a crisis could be avoided through a worldwide halting of the livestock industry. Supreme Master Television reports on some of the attention being given to this remedy.
We're here in Durban, South Africa, where members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association continue activities during COP17. Children and adults alike have been attracted to our association's booth, where the visitors have been especially interested to learn that adopting the sumptuous plant-based diet can save the planet. Following the inspiring Veganism to Save the Planet Gala dinner on December 1st, His Majesty King Tobajani Abapeti expressed his sincere wish to become vegan and asked if our association members would assist in his initial steps by preparing a plant-based meal for him.
For the first time in my life, I've been in such a huge, you know, number of people who are very focused, who are very serious about dealing with the issues of climate change, and in particular promoting the veganism as, you know, something that can assist in stopping and save the planet for future. Once we start taking this and understand the significance of shifting our way of life into this, you know, veganism, and I think we can save the planet. The meat that we love it so much, it's a life threat, it's threatened our lives. Leaders from all categories need to start taking serious this particular campaign without, you know, any waste of time.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Durban, South Africa.
We thank His Majesty King Tobajani, who is also a member of the South African Parliament, along with all concerned participants of the climate change conference. As His Majesty stated, may governments everywhere adopt cost-efficient vegan measures to save their people's lives and the planet.
During a 2009 interview with the House magazine in the UK, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke with urgent concern about the climate change refugees.
A decade ago, there were 25 million climate change refugees, with the estimate now of 1 billion by 2050. Estimate. These are people forced from their homes and communities due to rising sea levels and a host of other natural disasters, so-called natural disasters, but in fact it's all man-made. As a result, more and more countries may have to help cope with the swell of displaced people, hoping they can, if we even can cope with it. In this dire situation, when all countries already have to cope with different problems, financial crisis, food crisis, and we have to cope with this sudden surge of immeasurable force of refugees, these situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. I can never emphasize this enough. if humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be veg and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it.
Save Our Planet, presented on December 4th, 2011, three reports by international scientists on the Hindu Kush Himalayan region find that its glaciers have receded 50,000 more square kilometers than previously estimated, with continued temperature rise that is posing threats of both flooding and drought for the 1.3 billion people living along downstream river basins.
Save Our Planet. On November 29, 2011, the UK's Northumberland Wildlife Trust and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds joined in asking the British government not to delay its planned creation of marine conservation zones and to include all 127 recommended sites, saying that the already suffering marine life faces even greater risks with any further delay.
Save Our Planet. A report by Australia's government-appointed Independent Climate Commission stated on November 30, 2011, that without sustained mitigating action, human deaths from hotter temperatures in Queensland and the Northern Territory by 2100 could multiply tenfold.
Squirrel. One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Today, I'd like to share a tip for the kitchen chef. If you make your own vegetable juice, the pulp left over can be used to make veggie crackers or patties. All you need to do is add a little bit of your favorite seasonings and olive oil. Mix well and shape them into the size you want. Then put them in a dehydrator for several hours until they're as crunchy as you prefer. If you don't have a dehydrator, you can use your oven at a low temperature for a number of hours, depending on the model. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
In world news, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, commends the United Arab Emirates. UNESCO Director General Her Excellency Ms. Irina Bokova met with His Excellency Mohammed Khalif Al-Musri, Advisor of Culture and Heritage in the Court of His Highness the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Director General of the Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage, or ADACH. Director General Bokova lauded the ADACH for its continuing efforts to safeguard, foster, and promote the cultural heritage of the capital city and the country. This includes the agency's work that led to the inclusion of the cultural sites of Al Ain on the UNESCO World Heritage Sites list in June 2011. Our earnest thankfulness, Your Excellency Mohammed Khalif Al-Musri and the Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage, for your dedication to preserving and highlighting the history and time-honored traditions of the United Arab Emirates and the region. May all appreciate the unique beauty of each country and her people.
In innovation news, a Ukrainian inventor designs a flying electric car. The EcoGrake was created by Mr. Alexander Avramenko, a student at the Ukrainian Small Academy of Sciences. It is a hybrid electric vehicle and helicopter that can stay airborne for approximately an hour. Inexpensive to run, it is equipped with an automatic transmission and a desk control console. Mr. Avramenko, who received a patent for the car, describes it as absolutely green and expects it to soon go into mass production. Our congratulations, Mr. Alexander Avramenko, on this remarkable advancement. May we see many more environmentally friendly modes of transportation for a cleaner and sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, expert state forests play a significant role in providing sustenance for many. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Stay tuned for more sharing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thoughtful news for a conscious world. In eco news, forests are important for food security. The Collaborative Partnership on Forests, or CPF, which includes the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, of the United Nations, states that these ecosystems can assist farmers in dealing with climate change by storing carbon and play a bigger role in providing sustenance for the world. FAO Assistant Director General for Forestry, Dr. Eduardo Rojas Briales, said woodlands supply both staple and supplemental foods such as wild leaves, fruits, and edible roots and tubers. Products such as shea nuts can be used for cooking. They are also harvested by rural women in West Africa, providing 80% of their income. Dr. Rojas Briales called on governments and development partners to increase support of rehabilitation of degraded forests and the sustainable management of them. Our sincere appreciation, Collaborative Partnership on Forests, UN Food and Agriculture Organization, and Dr. Eduardo Rojas Briales for emphasizing the great value of our forests. May we all join efforts to safeguard our precious ecosphere for a verdant planet and abundant future.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Setswana, entitled Scene.
Lepodisa la ini sa mchubi wa koloi. Ha bona le borile tshubedu. Ke le bone, ke wena ke sa o bona.
And now for a heartline from Dr. Richard Swartz, co-founder of SERV, Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, a US-based non-profit organization featured on Our Noble Lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I just watched both parts, and as always, Supreme Master Television did a great job in producing these programs. I am very proud to be involved. I plan to spread the links widely. Please express my deep appreciation to all involved in the production of these two wonderful shows. Dr. Richard Swartz.
Esteemed Dr. Swartz, it was our honor to present the vital work of the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians. We wish you Godspeed in reaching people of all faiths with the urgent earth-saving vegan message. May heaven's abundant blessings be with you and the compassionate citizens of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May each moment of our lives be graced with love and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a rare public appearance, His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand addresses the nation on his 84th birthday, where he appeals for unity and cooperation in overcoming recent floods to reestablish the well-being of the people and stability of the nation.
Representatives from 100 nations and international aid organizations gather for a meeting in Bonn, Germany, where they pledge long-term support in helping Afghanistan regain peaceful stability as foreign troops continue scheduled withdrawals over the next 3 years.
Commemorating International Volunteer Day, China's Volunteer Service Foundation announces it has raised more than $12.6 million to fund services for migrant workers and their families, including vocational training, legal assistance, and tutoring for children.
Renewing their talks for the first time in 4 months, Philippine government delegates and leaders from the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, resume peace negotiations in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Pitbull mix Petunia, who had been missing for 8 years, is miraculously found in California, USA, thanks to microchipping by her original caregiver, and is being reunited with her joyous family in Virginia just in time to be home for the holidays.
Kuwait News Agency reports that acclaimed Kuwaiti poet Khalifa Al-Wugayan is the first Arab person to receive the Florence Shield, an international creativity award given annually in Italy, in honor of his prominent literary role in Arabic poetry.
Staff and volunteers of the Australian Wildlife Rescue Group, Fauna, conduct relief efforts and call on the public for support to help save animals injured by bushfires in Western Australia.
The government of Kuwait donates $500,000 to the World Health Organization to assist the UN agency in supporting humanitarian work, including funding drinking water projects and providing much-needed medicines.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.